Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. No baseball last night, but both teams back in action tonight as the Mets start their nine-game homestand against some good teams. And the Yankees head out west. They'll have their best pitcher on the mound tonight, Domingo Germán. And we're happy to hear that he has no more innings limits. You don't have to worry about him. He's going to pitch in October if he is healthy. And he has been healthy after coming off that one IL stint with the hip. And he could be a game one starter in a playoff series. He's been that good. So you get a look at him tonight late out, of course, on the West Coast. And the Indians sticking around in New York with an off day. Hopefully they went out. Hopefully they enjoyed everything the city has to offer. And they come in a little bit sleepy today after enjoying all the wonderful things that New York City has to offer. And Jerry, last night, we're going to talk plenty of baseball today, but last night we got screwed in a big way.
You think?
So there was no baseball last night. And Jerry's in for Boomer this morning. Boomer back tomorrow. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So I said, hey, no baseball. I want to be interested in something. Jerry goes, isn't there a Monday Night Football preseason game on? Oh, sure there is. Right, okay. I said, you want to make a dumb bet on it? Yeah, we love making dumb bets here on Boomer and Gio. Why not? We made a Mets win 5-0 bet one time, and that didn't work out for us. So he said, all right, let's put $100 on the San Francisco 49ers to win by 14 or more in the preseason Monday Night Football game against the Broncos last night. And Jerry, the San Francisco 49ers in the fourth quarter with, what, about 2.5 minutes
ago? A couple minutes ago.
I think it was 2:29. 2.5 minutes to go.
Had the ball.
Up 24-9.
Yeah.
And it was plus 480.
Yeah.
Plus 480. So we're sniffing our $500 on a stupid preseason football bet. And then what happens?
Fumble.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Yep.
Game over.
And there you go.
Well, you know, it's funny because if you look at that game, and I watched the beginning, I didn't stay up to watch it.
Of course not. No.
I watched the first quarter, especially when I saw that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to play. I'm like, I'll put this on for a little bit. In his first series, he gets picked off, and it leads to a field goal the other way. And then they fumble, leads directly to a touchdown. That's 10 stupid points from last night they gave him. 10!
We were right there. We nailed it.
Oh.
We sniffed it out. We nailed it. The logic was good. We were right on top of it, Jerry.
And
that should have been a win.
I went right to the score when I got up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, 20. We were close. We were close.
No,
and then you read
close.
The details, and you're like, you got to be joking. But this is why you really don't win betting in a lot of cases.
Right,
there's
of
stupid
course.
Covers at the end of a game that otherwise we would have done quite well. So,
right, but
there
was somebody on the other end of that somehow, some way, who was probably going crazy over that fumble and the touchdown.
But no one
and
was getting
else.
Plus 480, plus 14 points
You're
either.
Right. You're right. Exactly. That was not happening. We could sniff it. So anyway, there you go. That's the update from yesterday.
And you didn't join me on the Orioles and the Royals bet.
No.
You send the Venmo over. You didn't include the $5 for that.
Yeah, because 1-1, I mean, that's 1-1.
1-1 end of 1.
Yeah, 1-1 after an inning.
Yeah, why not?
I wasn't feeling it.
I told Al, I'm sitting there watching John Mean pitch in front of perhaps 250 people at Camden Yards. My 14-year-old walks in, he goes, why are you watching this? Because there were other games on.
Sure.
I said, no, I'm just interested. He goes, no, you're not. He goes, what did you do? I'm like, nothing, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's like, sure, Dad. And he left.
Yeah.
He was right.
1-1 after 1. What was the score after 1?
I don't know. I turned it off after the top of the first when Kansas City did not score.
See,
there was a two-out
right.
walk.
Yeah, you get no juice out of those.
I got no juice. I got a strikeout and a high pop.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I wanted in on the 49ers, and we were that close.
What do you think the odds would have been on the Nationals putting up, you know, 9 runs in the first inning?
Probably like plus 1,000, yeah. Right? Or more.
That's
no, maybe
why it's
more
fun.
Than that. Probably plus 10,000.
Could have been.
But this is what happens when you don't have any local baseball last night. We're sitting around betting first inning run totals and 49ers Broncos Monday Night Football preseason.
What are we doing tonight?
We'll be watching the Yankees and Mets and the 9-game homestand for the Mets. And I know that the competition is better than what we have seen them play for the most part. But you know, the Mets, to finish up the season, their schedule, because they've been so damn good at Citi Field, is favorable over these other wild card teams. 26 games at home to go, and you've got a 9-game homestand that starts tonight. You got another 10-game homestand, and then to end the season, even though it's not all at home, you know, after that Dodgers series, which is at home, and obviously, presumably, the Dodgers are still going to be playing well and maybe fighting for the best record in baseball at that point. You know, you go to Colorado for 3, then you go to Cincinnati for 3, then you're home to Miami for 4, and then you got the Braves, who for the last 3 at home probably are not going to be competing either for the number one, you know, for the best record, rather, in the National League, because the Dodgers are going to be running away
with
that.
They'll be locked up as the 2.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be locked right in there with the second best record. So, I mean, you know, the Mets, the point is, and you said it yesterday, that they're not going to be out of it in September. They
should be
there. Yeah. Now, this team, we've seen earlier on in the year, capable of going on a long losing streak, you know, winning losing a bunch of series in a row, but this has been a different team. The pitching has been better. The bullpen has been better. The offense has been better. So, you know, they should be in it all the way to the end, and you could make a case that they're right up there as one of the favorites to grab one of the wild cards because of 26 at home and 12 on the road. And some of these teams they play on the road, like 6 of those are against Colorado and Cincinnati.
There's no doubt. And, you know, Al asked me before, we do a warm-up show between 5:45 and 6 every morning.
Yes.
Yeah. And he asked me, he goes, you know, 9 games, what are you thinking? And this might sound very average because it is, but I think if they went 5-4, I think they would be in very good shape because these are 3 very good teams they're playing. The Indians are in the hunt for that AL Central right now. They're, I think, 2 back or a game and a half back of Minnesota, whatever it is, but right around that number. So they very much have the division in their sights. So these games are as important to them as they are to the Mets. The Braves are the Braves. They've had a great season. And then, of course, you've got the Cubs, good team. If they went 5-4, I think they've done a really good job. You know, 6-3 would be tremendous, and anything beyond that would be stupid, at least in my opinion, with who they're playing. You just can't have one of these, you know, 2-7, 3-6 type of deals. But I think if they were around 5-4, 6-3, they would be in really good shape going forward, especially for what you say and what they've got coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would take that because you know that you're going to be right there in the mix with the cannibalization, there it is, extra syllable, that we've talked about with all these teams in the wild card. But, I mean, you also would love to see them because they've got these games at home and what Citi Field has been since they've gotten themselves back in the race to maybe use this time in this homestand to create a little bit of separation.
Oh, no question.
Like that, so that's why, you know, the game is, you know, would you sign for it, Mikey? Well, I wouldn't sign for 5-4. I don't think I would because
Depends on how you get there.
I'm a little greedy.
It depends on how you get there.
Sure, of course.
You start this thing, you know, 1-3, you would take 5-4 and run with it in
a
heartbeat.
Absolutely. But, you know, this Indians team is the best team that the Mets have played in a long time. You could talk to me about the Nationals, fine. Nationals are, what, 11 games over 500 at this point, have been playing well. But this Indians team is a different animal. I mean, they have been the Mets for a longer stretch, meaning that you know, the Mets have been the hottest team in baseball over the last, what, you know, month plus.
Since the All-Star break with 24-10.
The Indians have done it even prior to that. So these are the 2 hottest teams in baseball at Citi Field. It's going to be a very, very difficult task for them, but yeah, I will take the Mets against just about anybody at Citi Field, and that's why I think 26 at home to end this season as opposed to 12 on the road puts them in a great spot. And for the Yankees, they start this West Coast trip. A's, of course, then Dodgers over the weekend, which should be a lot of fun. Then they finish up with the Mariners, and Domingo Herman's on the mound. And I think that Domingo Herman, he doesn't get talked about enough because we haven't seen a track record of him other than this year be someone who you could trust in a game one start. But, I mean, I hate to play the if the playoffs started today game because they don't.
But what the hell?
Let's do it. If the playoffs started today, he's my game one pitcher, and I'm not thinking twice about it.
No, it's either him or Masahiro Tanaka. I've said that the whole time, which is why when everybody's getting nuts over the Yankee pitching, I've got, and I know at least for me, ERA is the most important stat for a pitcher. Others will give you other stats. Some will say wins, some will say whip, all that's whatever. But he's 16-2. He keeps them in almost every single game he pitches. And it goes to your point about what the Yankees have offensively. If you've got Domingo Germán on the mound and you feel pretty good that you're going to get 6 or 7 innings of about 3 runs, you feel like you're going to win that game. I don't care who the other pitcher is. All right, it might be Justin Verlander in Houston. Tough game. Got it. But the point is, 9 out of 10 times, you feel like you're going to win that game with this offense that they have by keeping him in the game. Masahiro Tanaka has looked like Masahiro Tanaka a little bit last few times out. I feel like when the lights are on and we get to the playoffs, Tanaka's going to give you a lot of what you need. And if all of a sudden those two guys are doing what you need them to do at the top, if you got James Paxton to be your third starter, it's what I've said all season long. The Yankees should not lose because of their pitching. They've gone out. They made the moves in the offseason. They fortified their staff. Has it worked out so far regular season-wise like you'd like? No. In some cases, it hasn't. Hap hasn't been great. Paxton hasn't been great. But this is why he went out and got them. They've got to go perform at the right time, and now we're coming down the stretch. Let's go.
Yeah, I would go 1-2 at Yankee Stadium. Germán, Tanaka. Yeah, you know, I'd probably put Germán in game one just because if he keeps on this role, because he's earned it. But also, if you look at their splits, I mean, this is crazy. So Domingo Germán at Yankee Stadium this year has got a 2.24 ERA. I mean, in the American League,
pretty good.
In Yankee Stadium, the fact that he's got a sub 2.3 ERA is crazy. And then if you look at his road splits, 5.58.
Mm-hmm.
Tanaka at home, 3.26, still pretty damn good. On the road, 6.48. Now, Paxton, he's been, you know, out of those three pitchers, obviously the third best. At home, 4.02, away, 5.21. Neither are good.
No, he's been disappointing.
But it's not as stark of a difference, right? And this is his first year, you know, in Yankee Stadium anyway as a starting pitcher. So, I mean, the splits, when you look at Germán and Tanaka, those are my 1-2 guys. If you want to put Tanaka out there because he's the vet and you feel like he's the big game pitcher in game one, fine. I'm not going to scream about it, but I just think Domingo Germán's been your best pitcher all year. You might as well throw him out there in a game one. But I feel great about those guys in games 1 and 2 at Yankee Stadium in a playoff series.
How could you not? And, you know, for anybody that's going to call up and say, well, he's got no experience, shut up. I'm sure we can go back and find plenty of guys that have been green or their first go-round in the playoffs, even if they were a young kid, and they've done just fine. And I actually wanted to, and I forgot this morning, like I wanted to go back and look, and, you know, maybe I'll find it, maybe I won't. But when you think about Andy Pettitte and his time with the Yankees, and I bring up the postseason, what comes to mind first?
Well, I mean, he was great. I mean,
right.
But,
and I guarantee you that we'll find a couple of stinkers in there.
Right.
And I'm sure leading into those clunkers, we were saying, well, Andy Pettitte's on the mound. The Yankees got this thing locked up and they've got the advantage. You just don't know until they get out there. So this is why when I say Domingo Germán, and I've said it all year long until he proves otherwise, I'm throwing him out there and I'm going to expect that he's going to continue to do what he's done all season long as win.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, and I'm with you, that you're mostly right on this because he's been great. It's not like he hasn't been in any pressure situations all year. I mean, every time you take the mound in a Yankee uniform, you're in a pressure situation.
Yep.
But you could make the case that in a game one situation, that if you felt like there was a tie between the two guys, Tanaka, Germán, you'll lean towards the fact that Masahiro Tanaka's been in that situation before. And, you know, put him out there. He's the calming influence. Watch Germán. Have Germán watch Tanaka pitch and sort of settle into the series. And then game two, you go out there and you do your thing. You could make that case. But listen, James Paxton seems to me to be a guy, and he is a veteran. He doesn't have a ton of postseason experience, obviously, but he is a veteran. And he seems like a guy that's going to melt down more to me than Domingo Germán, because I've seen it from Paxton. I've seen Paxton give up first inning runs all year long. I've seen James Paxton have these terrible outings, like the one against the Mets. He was just flat out awful. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a guy I don't really trust. And obviously, he's been in Major League Baseball longer than Domingo Germán. I mean, I just, when a guy is, and I know win-loss record doesn't mean anything with starting pitchers, but when a guy is 16-2 so far in this
right.
season, 16-2, that has to mean something for you, right? I mean,
yes.
it has to. When it's that extreme in one direction or another, it has to mean a little bit of something.
And I'll give you a couple just because I thought of it on the fly and I just looked at it. So just as an example, you're not going to be great all the time, but it's not hard to find. You look at the year 2000. Was that a pretty good year for the Yankees?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Andy Pettit that year, and they were, you know, as amazing as they were, and they won the game, that's fine. But in a game against the A's in the ALDS, he gives you 3 innings, 5 runs, 10 hits. Would you have thought going into that you'd get a performance like that from an Andy Pettit?
No, of course not.
You know, you go up, I mean, there's so many examples of this. If you go to 2001 in the World Series against the Diamondbacks, 2 innings, 6 runs on 7 hits. Until they go out and do it, you don't know.
Sure. And by that point, Andy Pettit had plenty of postseason
right.
experience.
And you would think every time he took the mound in the playoffs that you had the advantage. Problem is, you got to go out and actually do it.
Right.
And sometimes things don't work out for you so well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.